ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Richard Hewitt. It's the Friday morning sporting edition. And a bid by Papua New Guinea to have a team in Australia's National Rugby League competition by the end of the decade is proving to be very popular in the corridors of power in both Port Moresby and Canberra. The Rugby League connection was very much in play a week ago when Prime Ministers Marape and Albanese stepped in to ensure that the PNG Hunters' homecoming match in the capital against Mackay actually went ahead. And Andrew Hill, the lead consultant on the NRL bid, says that level of political will has been reflected in a series of meetings and conversations over recent days. What the bid will eventually look like is still far from clear, and Mr. Hill says the process won't be rushed. Already, though, the possibility of Fiji being involved has been canvassed. The National Football Stadium in Moresby might just need to be made bigger, and there's a chance that a PNG NRL team might actually play at other yet-to-be-constructed venues around the country. And Andrew Hill says the impact on the PNG population would be profound.
It's definitely gathering momentum, and I think the opportunity to use rugby league as a vehicle, I think, is being appreciated. This bid has the power to unite and inspire a whole population. It's got the opportunity to really deepen relationships between the two governments. Certainly, the two prime ministers way back in Fiji, I think a well-documented discussion prior to PM Marape being re-elected. That was followed up with some correspondence between the two prime ministers. And of course, Minister Wong being in PNG meeting with various government bodies. I've been reassured by many people that Prime Minister Marape and Minister Tijenko has spoken about rugby league. And I've also been in Canberra meeting with Minister Conroy about the bid. So there's no doubt there is a very keen appetite to progress discussions on a government-to-government basis. And we want to be able to strengthen the relationship between the two countries using rugby league.
The nature of the bid as it stands is PNG wants to have a team in the NRL. But when the bid is finally tabled, is it still going to be a PNG bid? I know you've been to Cairns, for example, and that part of far north Queensland. They've been keen to get involved with PNG for a long number of years. And there's also been talk of possibly Fiji being involved.
Well, certainly the phone's rung hot over the last 4 weeks, which is, again, a great sign of the genuine view that this bid has got legs. What I would say from the very outset is that regardless of wherever the model lands, it is always going to be led by PNG. This is about bringing NRL content to PNG. At this stage, it's so early, we would be foolish not to be listening to the various proposals that people want to put in front of us. And then over the next 6 months, we can digest that information, understand where the opportunities lie, but also understand where the challenges are. We've made a commitment to the Prime Minister and to the people of PNG that we won't be rushing in. This isn't about spending a lot of money unnecessarily. This is about taking our time and having one good opportunity. Hopefully 2025, we'll be in a position where the Australian Rugby League Commission will be ready to make some decisions about the 18th team, and we'll take every bit of time we can to ensure PNG are leading the bid for the 18th team.
Is it fair to say, though, that you said the phones have been running hot, that one of those calls, or maybe more, has come from the Fiji NRL?
Yes, there has been some very informal conversations with our partners in the Pacific. And of course, over a period of time, we will discuss those opportunities with the relevant stakeholders from Fiji. And we'd be silly not to. We're very open-minded, and we analyse where we think we can get the right partnerships. But remembering, getting the NRL for PNG will always be at the forefront of our decision-making process.
What about location? Do you believe at this stage that it would be a sustainable model for that team to play all of its home games in PNG, or might it be a case of perhaps having two locations, which I guess is where someone like Cairns might come in?
That's a good question, Richard. I mean, certainly the infrastructure in the National Football Stadium is first class. The Prime Minister's 13 has played there, of course, the Rugby League World Cup. So the capacity of the stadium and the infrastructure of the stadium is there. Clearly, 15,000 might not be enough seats, and our challenge would be how we create more opportunities for people to watch the game. But there's no doubt games can be played at PNG, whether that's the whole season, whether it's providing opportunities for a partnership model, and perhaps also, you know, whether PNG in the future may have other infrastructure. Maybe in decades' time, there'd be a lovely stadium at Goroka or Kokopo or somewhere else. We just never know. But right at the moment, definitely the Santos Stadium could host many, many NRL games.
I recall when I last spoke to you about the bid, you basically said you were convinced that this could succeed, otherwise you wouldn't have taken on the role that you currently occupy in this process. And I'm guessing from what you've said so far, there's nothing really that's come along to change your mind on that. You really do believe this bid can succeed if it's gone about in the right way.
Absolutely, Richard. And I think certainly in the last week alone, there's been lots of examples that demonstrate the willingness to give this bid respect that it deserves and every opportunity to succeed. There are some great caliber of people on the board, and when two prime ministers come together to help get a game of rugby league on, that's a wonderful sign. And then that gets followed up by the foreign ministers of both countries meeting and talking about many things, of which rugby league was one. And the support from a corporate and community point of view is very important. This needs to be a team that brings the people of PNG together on a journey. It also needs to build on Australian business networks in PNG. And there are so many opportunities, if done right and not rushed. At the end of the journey, we should be in a very good position to put a very strong case forward.
Andrew Hill, former CEO of the Bulldogs and now lead consultant on Papua New Guinea's bid to have a team of their own in the NRL.